Wait, wait, wait. What do you do while you wait? Do you pull out the cell phone, see what's going on in the world? No doubt you have an opportunity to pull out a book and catch up on some reading that you have assigned. Do you just kind of sit there and get angry that you can't do anything but wait? We have no shortage of opportunity to wait in our life, no matter how much there is going on. But the question in that time is, what do I do while I wait? When I was growing up as a kid, or even now today, whenever guests would come over, we'd spend the day preparing for them. And we'd go around the house and make sure that the tables were clean and spotless, make sure that the floor was all nice and mopped, make sure everything was all right and set in the kitchen place, an entire house. And I always liked to be prepared. So about 15 minutes ahead of time, I'd be all ready, waiting for those guests. 15 minutes waiting for those guests. What am I gonna do before those guests come? Well, I guess I could go around and I could go and make sure that all the spots are gone over here and that all the spots are gone over here and there's no blemishes and everything is in set order. Good, we're set. All right, we got 10 minutes. What am I gonna do? Well, I guess I can make sure all the spots are good and gone over here and there's no more blemishes and spots down here and everything's set in order. All right, 3 more minutes. Listening to that door, waiting for somebody to arrive, the guests, like a hound. Well, I guess I could, you know, check for spots over here, making sure everything's right for them, and make sure there's no blemishes or spots down here on the floor, and make sure everything is all right and at peace. Making sure there are no spots or blemishes in that house for when the guests arrive. We too obviously are waiting for a special guest this time of the season. One where we are acutely attuned, waiting for him to return, like a hound with the ears up. But what do we do in that time we wait? We have eager expectations as he comes. As he comes to fulfill the promises. This is no ordinary guest, though. No, this guest is one who is blameless. He does not need the spots and blemishes removed from the place he comes into because he is the epitome of spotlessness and blamelessness. In fact, this guest has credited us with the death that he died for us. He proved that he was blameless and spotless by being resurrected. He is the Redeemer who comes back to bring a permanent cleaning solution, to restore all this that just keeps up building constant filth in our sinful lives. Our guest, as you know, is Jesus. Our Jesus Christ is coming, and he is coming again as we wait in eager anticipation. This is what makes us so different from everybody else. This is what makes our house, our temple, our lives look so much different than everybody else. We wait with eager expectation as he comes. We don't live as if we have no hope. There aren't pizza boxes of immorality spread all over the place. There's no dirty laundry that we're fine just shedding over behind us. If something spills on the floor, that bugs us in our lives. Since we know that Christ is returning, Peter reminds us today that we strive to live as he has called us in a blameless and moral life. Thanks to our blemish-free Christ who is coming, we don't need to spend our time trying to take those dirty rags and cover up the dirty spots. Rather, he says, you don't need to use those dirty rags, for I have cleaned up the spot for you. It is taken care of. So now, what do we do? What do we do in our lives knowing the absolute spotlessness, the blemishness that Christ has called us into in our lives and given us in our baptism. What do we do with that time? Peter calls us to spot prevention. What kind of spot prevention do you have in your life? What practices keep you diligent as you're awaiting his second coming? Apparently, chapel is one of them. Good idea. What about devotion? Do you get up early sometimes? Do you go to bed early sometimes? Reading the Bible seems obvious, but you know as well as I do, it slips as easily as anything when there's so much on your plate. Maybe even the simple everyday things like diet, exercise, and sleep help you prevent those blemishes in your life. And maybe there's definitely things that help us stay away from those temptations of blemishes. Maybe we don't bring a laptop to class because they're distracting. Maybe we don't drive a certain area, a certain part of the day because it's just going to get us upset and make these words come out of our mouths that we really don't want to come out because they're kind of dirty. And so we try and keep away from that to stay out of the dirt. There are so many things in our lives that I could be going through right now that you know as well as I do that could keep us and help us to be more spot-free. But in fact, there's a much richer resource here right around us. Come back with me back into the house here. In a house, who is cleaning with me? It wasn't just me, it was the entire household. Which means when I was cleaning the house here, who was helping me but my siblings? Brothers and sisters. Hello, brothers and sisters. I have a task for you. Blameless and spotless in our lives we are called to be. And so we are called to help each other be blameless and spotless as we go around looking in our lives and making sure that they are clean as possible as we await Christ's return. Who better than my brother and sister next to me than to help me do that? We live at a great place at seminary for that idea to take place. It's really comforting for me to see a brother who I know next to me and know that I can come up and talk to him and say, I'm having a problem with this issue. It's been a blemish in my past. It still can be sometimes. Can you just help me so I can be clean? Help me to engage in your spot protection for me. It's pretty cool that I've been around enough that some guys I can actually walk up to and say, you know, there's kind of this foreign spot on you, and it's not really who you are. It's not part of who you really are. It looks a little out of place. Can I help you at all with that? And of course, I don't mean come to me for help like I'm the ultimate help, but what a comfort it is to know that each and every time there's a spot or a blemish that can be found, we have a community of brothers and sisters around us who can guide us and help us remember that each time there is one, we know exactly where we can take that spot, blemish, and then be totally at peace. What a blessing that peace is. What a blessing the spotlessness of Christ gives to us in our lives. This peace I'll try and sum up an event I had last week. Last Saturday I was at an annual Advent concert at Messiah and I was waiting amidst all this wonderful music, including some seminarians who were part of it. And so the glories of Jesus Christ coming were being sounded in beautiful music all around me, and I was waiting. Not spotless and blameless, but waiting to get back to what I really needed to do. Reading was crying my name. And I wanted to cry out, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Take me out of here so I can go do that." And my guilt clung to me as I was there until the very last song. Handel's Messiah came up on the organ. And suddenly, that peace of knowing that the blamelessness, spotlessness of Christ was guaranteed, that the support of living that life was all around me in that church, grasped a hold of me as that low, low note on the organ that just cascades through your body and almost feels like a massage. That sort of peace that just is like, all that's going on out there, I know there's things to do, but man, Christ has me, my spotless and blameless Savior. And ultimately knowing that the end of time, that's how exactly this will all clearly look without this filth around, brings a peace to our everyday lives. As we wait, we proclaim that right now, we're expectantly waiting the most eventful time in human history. The God who has created the world is coming back to restore us. We believe it. And as we wait, we live in that. Until that time, know and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.